Thank you for that kind introduction.
谢谢牧师的介绍。
And thank you for allowing me to preach here.
也感谢大家让我在这里证道。
All right, we're in Psalm 14.
我们今天要讲的是诗篇十四篇。
Our passage today asks this question.
今天我们的经文要问一个问题。
How can Christians find encouragement while living in a world that wishes that God did not exist?
我们生活在一个盼望神不存在的世界，基督徒如何找到勉励？
So how can Christians find encouragement while living in a world that wishes that God did not exist?
在这个希望神不存在的世界，作为基督徒，我们如何能够得到勉励？
We find encouragement by remembering the promise of God's salvation for His people.
我们是从神对他子民的救恩的应许上得到勉励。
We find encouragement by remembering the promise of God's salvation for His people.
我们从神对他的子民的应许当中得到勉励。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day.
天父，我们为了今天感谢你。
We come to you now to receive from your word.
我们来到你面前来领受你的话语。
Father, we are lost without it.
父啊，我们如果没有你的话，我们就会是迷失的。
So we ask for your Spirit's help.
所以我们求你圣灵的帮助。
To understand, to receive, and to believe.
好让我们能够明白，也能够接受，也能够相信。
Help us, Lord, we pray.
主啊，帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 14.
诗篇十四篇。
I'll read it in English, and then our brother will read it in Chinese.
我来用英文读，然后翻译用中文读。
To the choir master of David, the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad.
好，诗篇第十四篇，大卫的诗，交于令长。一万人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行可憎恶的事，没有一个行善。耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。作孽的都没有知识吗？他们吞吃我的百姓，如同吃饭一样，并不求告耶和华。他们在那里大大的害怕，因为神在义人的族类中。你们叫困苦人的谋算变为羞辱，然而耶和华是他的避难所。但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，耶和华救回他被掳的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。
So our passage today is oftentimes referred to a passage that addresses atheism.
今天我们读的经文常常认为是针对于无神论者所讲的。
And for this reason, I think it's easy for Christians perhaps to not look at it so deeply. Because we're not atheists, right? We believe in God.
因为我们不是无神论者，我们相信神。
But today I hope we take a deeper look at the psalm.
今天我们要来深入的查考这个诗篇。
And what I realized when I was looking at the psalm is that David's intention here is not to describe someone who does not believe that God exists per se.
当我们仔细读这个经文的时候，我们发现大卫在这里并不是在对那些在讲不相信有神的人。
Rather, he's trying to address those who wish that God did not exist.
相反，他是对这些希望神不存在的人所讲的。
So look at the description in verse 1.
我们看第一节经文。
The fool says, "In his heart, there is no God."
愚顽人心里说。没有神。
So David shows us that the fool has come to this conclusion not by intellectually weighing arguments or by making a calculated reason here coming to this conclusion.
大卫这里说，这些愚顽人他们得到了这个没有神的结论啊，不是因为他们通过了仔细的去思考分析而得的这个结论。
But this is actually an emotional conclusion. It's taking place in the heart of the fool.
实际上这是一个情感上的决定，是在愚顽人心里所做出的结论。
So the fool has deliberately silenced his conscience here.
所以这些愚顽人他们心里故意压抑了自己心里的良心。
He has intentionally hardened his heart.
就故意呢使自己的心刚硬。
So that he might be able to live guilt-free before God.
Right. 所以他就可以在神面前没有罪恶感。
So he's not an intellectual atheist.
实际上这并不是一个知识上的无神论者。
But he's a functional atheist.
而是功利上的无神论者。
And the way that David describes the fool here, I'm convinced, is the way that we can describe all non-believers in this world.
所以大卫在这里所描述的无神论者实际上我相信我们可以应用到所有这个世界上不相信神的人。
So this is a world of fools.
所以这是一个愚顽人的世界。
This is a world that wishes that God did not exist.
这个世界希望神不存在。
So through this psalm today, we're going to see verses 1 to 6 describe the fool, and verse 7 is our charge to find encouragement today.
所以今天我们从第一节到第六节，我们看到诗篇如何描述愚顽人；从第七节，我们看到我们应当如何受到勉励。
So verse 7, we're to find encouragement by remembering the promise of God's salvation for His people.
在第七节，我们可以看到，通过记住神对他子民的救恩的应许上，我们可以得到勉励。
While we live in this world that is hostile to God.
尽管我们生活在一个对神有敌意的世界上。
So throughout the Bible, we see salvation described in a threefold reality.
整本圣经我们发现救恩是用从三方面来描述的。
It's past, present, and future.
是对过去、现在以及将来。
We were saved, we are saved, and we will be saved, right?
我们曾经被拯救，我们现在是得救，而且将来还要得救。
And it's in this pattern that I'm going to look at this passage today.
所以我今天要以这个形式来看这段经文。
Remember who we are.
让我们记住我们是谁。
Remember who we were.
记住我们曾经是谁。
And remember who we will be.
也记住我们将要是谁。
First, remember who we are.
首先我们要知道我们现在是谁。
So remember who we are. In the scriptures, what makes the people of God unique is the character of their God.
在圣经当中，神子民之所以独特，是因为神他自己的特性。
So it's nothing about the people themselves, but it's always about the God that they serve.
不是关于这些子民本身，而是关于他们所服侍的、侍奉的神。
For example, the Israelites were commanded for 6 days to work.
比如说，以色列人神要求他们六天工作。
And on the seventh day, they were commanded to rest.
但是第七天他们要休息。
And this is the same pattern that the Lord took when he made creation and then he rested on the seventh day.
因为神在创造世界的时候也是六天创造世界第七天安息。
So there was no at the time of Israel, there was no Kroger or Walmart or any refrigeration for that matter.
因为在那个时候，以色列人没有 Kroger、Walmart， 也没有制冷的，像冰箱一样。
So if you didn't hunt and gather for food, then you weren't going to eat.
如果你不出去，今天不出去找吃的，你就没有吃的。
But this is what made the people of God unique from every other people.
但是这一点上是神的子民和其他子民迥然不同。
Because God commanded them to rest on the seventh day, because it's Sabbath.
因为神要求他命令他们第七天在安息日休息。
So in our passage today, we're going to see a couple attributes of God.
所以今天在我们的经文当中，我们看到神的一些属性。
And these things will in turn help us to understand who we are as God's people.
明白了神的属性，也同样帮助我们来明白我们作为神的子民，我们是谁。
So contrasted with the fool who wishes that God did not exist,
跟那些希望神不存在的愚顽人相比
，We are those who love God and who desire Him.
所以我们是爱神的人，是渴慕神的人。
So in this passage, we'll see that God is all seeing and that God is active.
从这段经文，我们一看到神是鉴察一切的神，神也是采取行动的神。
Our God is all seeing.
神是鉴察一切的神。
Verse 2.
第二节。
The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God.
第二节说，耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有。有寻求神的美意。
So God sees everything, right?
所以神观察一切，对吗？
And David's contrasting verse 1 with a picture of a God who's above everything.
所以大卫给大家一个用图形象的描述，神在高高在上，他看到一切。
He's far above, yet he sees every little detail.
他虽然是高高在上，但是他看到每一个细节。
So the contrast is the fool wishes that God did not see anything.
这相反的就是这些愚顽人，他们希望神什么事都看不到。
But we actually see that God is seeing everything.
但实际上神是看到一切。
God examines all of the actions of man.
神也是检查每一个人的行动。
We know that he's seeing everything.
我们知道神看到一切。
And this is something that, as Christians, we can actually take comfort in.
实际上，这是我们作为基督徒应该得到安慰的。
We know that God doesn't overlook the actions of the wicked.
我们知道神不会忽略那些恶人的行为。
We hear about tragedies every day on the news, right?
我们在新闻当中天天都会听到一些悲剧，对吗？
There are probably a million other things that we don't hear about that are.Just as bad.
还有很多很多事情我们听不到，但是我们知道也是很坏的事情在发生。
But this is why Christians can take comfort because we know that God will at some point call everyone to account for all of their actions.
作为基督徒，这是我们可以得到安慰的，就是神总有一天要会让这些人在他面前交账。
He's a just judge.
他是一个公正的审判官。
So we see that God is all seeing.
所以我们看到神是鉴察一切的神。
Next, we see that God is active.
另外，我们看到神是采取行动的神。
He fights for and he defends his people.
他为他的子民去征战，也保护他们。
In verse 5,
第五节。
There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous.
他们在那里大大的害怕，因为神在义人的族类中。
When we experience persecution or suffering in this world, we know that God is fighting for us.
当我们看到这个世界上当我们忍受这个世界上的逼迫和痛苦的时候，我们知道神在为我们征战。
We can trust in His character as a promise-keeping God.
我们可以相信神的品格、神的特征，因为他是一个守约的神。
He strikes fear into the heart of the fool.
他使那些愚顽人心里害怕。
The bottom line is that God fights for those who are oppressed.
底线就是神为受屈的人征战。
So we see the Lord is on the offensive for his people, but he's also defending them as well.
我们看到神是主动为他的子民征战，同时也看到他在为他保护他们。
Verse 6.
第七节，第六节。
You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge.
你们叫困苦人的谋算变为羞辱，然而耶和华是他的避难所。
So in the first illustration, we see that God was striking fear into their hearts. Here we see that he is protecting them.
前面我们讲到神是使那些一万人惊吓，这个时候这里面讲到神是保护他们。
So he's the shelter for the poor.
他是这些穷苦人的避难所。
It's in the Lord that his people find safety.
在主里面，他的子民找到安全感。
So you've seen these two things, that God is all-seeing and that he is active.
所以我们看到神是鉴察一切的神，他也是主动行动、采取行动的神。
By examining the character of our God, we remember who we are.
所以当看到神的性格的时候，我们知道我们是谁。
And who we belong to.
我们属于谁。
Next, we're going to remember who we were.
下一遍我们要想想我们曾经是谁。
Remember who we were.
我们曾经是谁。
So there's a real temptation when we come to this passage.To automatically associate ourselves with God's people.
我们有一个倾向，就是当我们读这段经文的时候，我们总是把自己和神的子民联系起来。
So while there is a sense in which the psalmist is certainly creating a division between unbelievers and believers,
实际上在这个诗篇诗人写的时候，其实也是故意把信的和不信的分开。
We don't merely want to come to this passage only associating ourselves with the believers.
当我们读这段经文之后，我们不单单就是说我们只是属于那些相信的人。
Without also remembering who we once were.
我们也应该记住我们曾经是谁。
So we've established from verse 1 that the fool is one who wishes that God did not exist.
所以在第一节当中我们已经说了，是这些愚妄人他们希望没有神。
But this description of the fool applies not just to non-believers today.
对这个愚妄人的描述不单单是对今天不相信人的描述。
But it also applies to us.
而且也对我们同样适用。
As you remember who we were, the application is twofold in that it describes us before as unbelievers and even now as believers.
如果大家记住我们曾经是谁的话，那么这个应用就是两方面的，一个是我们以前是一个不信者，现在是相信的人。
So, look with me at verse 3.
So, 让我们一起看第三节。
This describes us before we knew Christ, right?
这就是描述我们在认识耶稣之前的情形。
They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one.
他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And this verse probably sounds familiar, right?
这句经文大家听起来很熟悉，对吗？
It's quoted by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3.
在使徒保罗在罗马书第三章引用了这段经文。
So Paul was a Pharisee. He was an expert in the Old Testament.
当时的保罗是一个法利赛人，他是旧约的专家。
He's certainly aware of this dichotomy that the psalmist is making between unbelievers and believers.
他肯定理解这个诗篇所描述的两个层面，就是信的人和不信的人。
Between the people of God and the world of fools.
是描述两，一个是神的子民，另外一个是愚顽人的世界。
Yeah, Paul shows that this truth is not just applicable to the Gentile, but it's universally applicable to all people.
但是保罗要告诉大家说，这里边的真理不单单是对外邦人，而且对犹太人也同样适用。
It applies to Jew and Gentile both.
是对犹太人和外邦人都适用。
When Paul quotes this verse, he's actually indicting his own existence.
当保罗引用这节经文的时候，实际上他是在控告他自己。
He's throwing himself in with the world of fools.
他把自己和愚妄人的世界放在一起。
He's including himself as well as all of us with the fool.
他把自己以及我们所有的人都包括在愚妄人当中。
So I think we can all perhaps agree that this is a description of us, at least before we knew Christ, right?
我想大家都会承认这段经文是对我们的一个描述，至少是对我们信主之前的描述。
But the passage also shows us that this is a description of us now.
经文但也同时告诉我们现也是我们现在的光景。
Even as believers, we are still like the fool.
尽管现在是信徒，我们有时候也像这个愚妄人。
So I came to this conclusion when I thought about David.
当我我这样说是因为当我思想大卫的时候。
Right, David's the author of the psalm.
大卫就是这个诗篇的作者。
And remember the story of David and Bathsheba.
大家还记得大卫和拔示巴的故事吗？
David sees Bathsheba bathing.
大卫看到拔示巴在洗澡。
He lusts after her and he sleeps with her.
他就对她产生了淫念，而且和她发生了淫乱。
And this is even after he finds out that this is another man's wife.
尽管他知道他是拔示巴是另外一个人的妻子。
So Bathsheba becomes pregnant.
所以拔示巴怀孕了。
And David tries to cover up the scandal.
所以呢，大卫就想办法来遮盖他的丑闻。
He sends for Bathsheba's husband to come home from war.
所以他就把拔示巴的丈夫从战场上叫回来。
And his hope is that Uriah, her husband, would sleep with her.
他希望他的丈夫乌利亚跟他一起就寝。
Make it look like it was a legitimate pregnancy, right?
所以就看上去好像是自然的正常的怀孕。
We know the plan doesn't work out.
但是我们知道他这个计划没有得逞。
And Uriah refuses to go to his house.
乌利亚拒绝回家。
Because he loves David and he loves his men who are fighting in the war.
因为他爱大卫，也爱他在战场上的战友。
So then David takes further action.
所以大卫就想到另外一个行动。
He plots for Uriah to die in battle.
所以他就设计谋让乌利亚在战场上战死。
And the plan is carried out according to his words.
这个计划得逞了。
And after Uriah's death, David takes Bathsheba to be his wife, and she bears a son.
当乌利亚死了以后呢，大卫就把拔示巴娶来，而且他们生了一个儿子。
And this story ends with a very poignant sentence.
这个故事呢是一个非常扎心的话作为结束。
The thing David had done displeased the Lord.
大卫所做的事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
So.What does this story show us?
所以这故事告诉我们什么呢?
All of David's actions show us that he was not concerned with the reality that the Lord was actually watching him.
大卫所做的一切都表明说他没有去关心神在看着他。
But like the fool, he actually wishes that God did not exist, right?
他就像愚妄人一样，希望神不存在。
In his actions, he was far more concerned about how people would perceive him.
在他的行动当中，他最关心的是别人如何看他。
And he was even willing to kill one of the people who was most loyal to him.
他竟然愿意对一个对他忠诚的人下毒手。
In order to cover up his infidelity.
所以他可以遮盖他的罪恶。
He was not concerned about God's opinion of him at all, right?
他也不顾神的心意。
He was only concerned about what other people thought.
他只关心别人如何看他。
Friends, we are still like the fool.
所以朋友们，我们现在仍然像愚妄人。
This is David. This is a man after God's own heart, right?
这是大卫，就是被称为合神心意的人。
When David's writing this psalm, he is a believer.
当大卫写这个诗篇的时候，他是一个信主的人。
And like David, there's a sense in which both who we are and who we were are two twin realities in our lives every day.
所以就像大卫一样，我们是谁，我们曾经是谁，好像这两个是并肩而行。
So who we are, we're God's people, and who we were, fools.
我们是谁呢？我们是神的子民。我们曾经是谁？我们曾经是愚妄人。
Have you ever tried to cover up your sins?
你们有没有试图遮盖自己的罪？
Have you ever wished that God wasn't watching what you were doing?
你们有没有曾经希望神不再看你所做的事？
I know that I have.
我知道我曾经是。
The scriptures say the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
因为圣经上说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识通呢？
We realize that we too are like the fool.
当我们意识到我们实际上也是愚顽人的时候，
by wishing that God did not exist or see any of our sinful actions or motives.
当我们希望神不存在，也不看我们任何罪恶的行动以及罪恶的动机的时候。
There's only one thing we can do as believers.
作为信徒，我们只有一件事可以做。
We can fall at the mercy of God, right?
我们可以寻求神的怜悯。
We can repent.
我们可以悔改。
We can believe.
我们可以相信。
We can turn to Him.
我们可以转向他。
So remembering who we were,
记住了我们曾经是谁。
It helps us to sympathize and have compassion on non-believers.
这样可以帮助我们对那些还没有相信的人有同情心。
When we see ourselves acting in the same way as fools,
当我们看到我们有时候跟那些愚顽人做的是同样的事的时候，
we can find encouragement by remembering the promise of God's salvation for His people.
我们就可以想起神对他的子民的救恩的应许而得到鼓励。
Remember who you are.
知道我是谁。
Remember who you were.
知道我曾经是谁。
And finally, remember who you will be.
最后，要知道我们将是谁。
It's the first part of verse 7.
就是在第七节的前半节。
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion.
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
So we see here that the earnest longing of the psalmist is for salvation to come to this broken world.
所以这个非常渴慕，这个诗人渴慕的，就是这个救恩来到这个所世界。
The psalm is written to the music director or the choir master.
所以这个诗歌是给这个诗班的令长所写的。
So his intention is for God's people to sing this corporately.
所以他的意愿是让神的子民去歌唱他，同时也相信他。
We are to preach the gospel to ourselves.
我们要对我们自己讲福音。
We're to preach it to one another.
同时也对其他的人讲。
We're to remember that God's salvation is here and is coming.
我们要相信，我们要记住神的救恩在这里，而且还是要再来。
So at the time of the psalm, the people of Israel were looking forward to God's salvation.
在大卫写这个诗篇的时候，以色列人是在渴望神的救恩来到。
As Christians today, we are actually in a very unique place in history.
作为今天的基督徒，我们在历史上是一个非常独特的，在一个非常独特的地位。
We're incredibly blessed to live after Jesus' life and his death and his resurrection and his ascension.
因为我们生活在一个耶稣基督降生受死然后升天复活升天之后。
We know that God himself came out of the city of Zion and descended.
我们也知道神自己从锡安城来到人间。
He became a part of his creation in the incarnation.
他以肉身的形式变成了他所创造的人一部分。
We know that the prophesied Messiah has fulfilled all the prophecies.
我们也知道所对预言的弥赛亚的描弥赛亚所预言的弥赛亚，他已经完成了所有的预言。
He has accomplished salvation for his people.
他已经对神的子民完成了救赎。
We know that this man was Jesus.
我们要知道这个人就是耶稣。
The verse continues, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people.
所以这个第七节继续说，耶和华救回他被掳的子民。
So the psalmist is reminding his people of who they will be, right?
所以这个诗篇是来提醒他的子民说，他们将要是谁。
Your current situation is that you are poor and you're afflicted, but remember that the Lord is going to restore your fortunes.
如果你当前的境况是困苦贫穷的话，要记住神要使你有丰丰富富的来祝福你。
And since we live after Jesus, we know that the Lord has restored the fortunes of his people by sending his only son for them.
所以我们生活在这个时代，我们知道耶稣基督已经完成了这个工作，神已经通过他的儿子救回了他被掳的子民。
And Jesus came to substitute himself in the place of fools.
所以耶稣基督来了是来用他自己来代替愚顽人。
In this substitution, Christ was treated as if he was the fool who says in his heart, "There is no God."
在这个代替当中，耶稣基督被成为了那个愚顽人，就是说心里没有神的愚顽人。
He was treated as if he was corrupt and did abominable deeds.
他被对待就如他做了很多污秽的事，毁坏的事一样。
Right, Jesus himself says that I only do the things that are pleasing to my Father.
但是耶稣基督说，我只讨父神的喜悦。
But yet he was treated as if he did nothing good.
但是呢，他却被对待好像他什么做了很多坏事，没做任何好事。
He was treated as if he did not seek after God.
好像他没有去寻求神。
And we see that he was in great terror in the Garden of Gethsemane at the cup that he had to drink of God's wrath.
我们也知道说，在哥西马利园的时候，他是非常的害怕，因为他必须饮神愤怒的杯。
He became poor and afflicted so that we could be blessed.
所以他变得困苦贫穷，所以我们可以得到祝福。
And this is the way that the Lord has abundantly restored the fortunes of his people.
这就是神恢复他子民的做法。
So when we consider all of these things that Christ has done for us, there's only one appropriate response.
所以当我们知道神对我们的好处的时候，我们只有一个回应。
And that is to praise him.
这就是。
That is to rejoice.
赞美神，欢喜快乐。
The psalm closes, let Jacob rejoice.
所以这个诗篇呢，最后是以雅各要喜乐。
Let Israel be glad.
让以色列人要欢喜。
The Lord is worthy of our praises.
所以神是值得我们敬拜赞美的。
Remember who you will be.
记住你将要是谁。
Rejoice and be glad.
所以你可以欢喜快乐。
So as you live amidst a world that wishes that God did not exist.
所以当你生活在一个希望神不存在的世界。
Remember the promise of God's salvation for his people.
你要记住神对他子民的救恩的应许。
Christian, remember who you are.
作为基督徒你应该记住你是谁。
Remember who you were.
也知道你曾经是谁。
And remember who you will be.
也知道你将来会是谁。
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父神、圣子、圣父、圣灵的名。
Amen.
Amen.